It is impossible to see Al Anderson's inviting backyard from the street. The tidy rows of vegetables basking in the sun or the bright pops of floral color that cry out, "Summer is here." However, it is one of the many places the visual artist draws inspiration from and immortalizes in his paintings. Anderson knows the value of perseverance and moving forward, but he also intuitively understands the joy and healing power art can bring. I've traveled in all 10 provinces and taken photographs of every place I've been to and worked at, Anderson said. This Saturday, as part of the third annual Art in the Open tour and sale, Anderson will display about 50 paintings with diverse subject matter ranging from forests, gardens and mountainscapes, to crumbling farm homesteads, golden stook fields, to the mesmerizing Aurora Borealis. The self-guided Art in the Open tour and sale is put on by the St. Albert Painters Guild and features 15 visual artists at 7 locations where driveways are converted into outdoor galleries. "We started Art in the Open during COVID in 2021, said Guild Vice President Lorraine Berube. "Everything inside was closed. People were walking outdoors, and we could meet on driveways and peruse the artwork." Berube describes Anderson as a warhorse, and no wonder. Anderson joined the Painters Guild in 1978, 4 years after it was launched, and is now considered a lifetime member. Additionally, he was a strong presence in the community as owner, operator of Allura Artworks at the old Grandin Mall for 17 years before retiring in 2011. In between commissions and finding personal time to paint, he continues to feature his realistic landscape paintings at ArtWalk, Night of Artists Gallery and the Misericordia Women's Center. Anderson has also invited watercolorist Andrew Rachinsky and acrylic artist Francis Pelletier to showcase their assorted paintings at 51 Fenwick Crescent. While the bulk of artists will be featured in Forest Lawn, driveways in Heritage Lakes, Kingswood and Oakmont will be open to the public. Susan Burwald, showing at 51 Osborne Close, works in watercolors, mixed media, pastels and printmaking. Memory Roth, renowned for her iconic depictions of prominent St. Albert scenes painted in oil, will feature her art at 7 Kildare Court. Sri Lankan-born Clarence Kingsley Pillai, a self-taught artist working in oils, watercolors and acrylics, is stationed at 81 Fenwick Crossing. Veering onto 17 Fair Oaks Drive is a quartet of artists, Louise Mendler, Claudette Pelletier-Hanna, Lorena Bierneff and Tracy Lynn Propp. Further down, at 66 Fair Oaks Drive, Peg McPherson and Sue Waring are exhibiting their paintings. And finally, Deb Blair, Lorraine Berube and Liz Mietzma are parked on 32 Haviland Crescent. Prices for works can range anywhere from $5 for a greeting card to $600 plus for a finely crafted original painting. This type of event gives artists free rein at their own show, and they don't pay a percentage or entrance fee to anyone, Berube said. "It's healthy for everyone. You're outside with artists and it's an opportunity to meet new artists and get to know them." Art in the Open runs rain or shine on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for artist bios, locations and self-guided tour maps. Visit paintersguild.wildapricot.org.